Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Cheers, these my boys.
That's a lot of bells. But with that, welcome into our season-ending edition of Road Tripping with RJ and Channing. I'm your host. And before we get into all the action, as I mentioned, season-ending, which is not the way you, the fans, anyone in the organization, and especially the players, wanted things to go. We'll get to that, I'm sure, over the next half hour, 45 minutes or so. But I do want to say this. I want to answer questions that I've come across a lot over the last couple days. We will be recording podcasts over the summer. We're going to take a couple weeks off, go dark for a little bit, as you guys get reacquainted with the off season, your family downtime. But we are going to record. So for those of you who have not subscribed yet to us on iTunes, please do that right now, because you will not want to miss the randomness of the podcast that will drop
especially
this
during summer. Yeah.
The guests and all of that jazz. So subscribe to us on iTunes, Road Tripping with RJ and Channing. Again, I'm your host, Allie Clifton. And with that.
Oh, thank you.
Guys.
What a.
How have you been?
Rested.
Yeah.
Are you though?
No.
No. So no. You can't. You
know, my body is just now catching up to like, damn, I didn't know that hurt.
My body is holding off for about another. It takes me another few more days before I'm still going to wake up like I have something to do.
Physically or mentally or both?
All of the above.
Yeah. Have you been back at the gym?
What?
Yeah, we went for physicals yesterday.
Yeah. Lord have mercy. Yeah. I ran out of that mug.
So, no, you know what? Yeah. It's crazy. Physically, mentally. Tired.
This is only my second year sort of doing this. I was like, oh.
This long?
Yeah, well, here's the real thing. It's like – I'm looking at the summer, and mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I need time to enjoy it. Last summer, I was in the gym too early. It started to feel like it was December, and by the end of August, I was doing two-a-days with, like, extra conditioning. I was like, man, I got to be ready. And it's like I go to, like, our little train camp, and Brown's like, oh, yeah, I haven't touched the ball. I've just been doing classes. Now, mind you, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying – there are things I want to work on, but I also can't beat myself up. I'm 34.
You are old.
You know, I'm an athletic specimen, so I could, you know, we could do some things. But it's like you only get so much time to, like, really work on your stuff, and that's the catch-22 of, like, going to the finals.
Speaking of athletic specimen,
yep.
Someone got back on social media
last night.
And it was cool because it was Bryce's 10th birthday, so that's how he kind of got back on. There was a video. But then, of course, where was he today?
Oh, in the gym, like a freak.
Okay. He's not here. I think he just happened to go in there.
You really think that? Really? Okay, so in Vegas
no,
last year.
No, that was the worst.
In Vegas last year, what was he doing?
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
That was after we won.
What do you mean?
Oh, in Vegas.
He went to Vegas the night
you guys won?
No. So we went to Vegas like a week later as a group, as just everyone there. We just partied there for a couple of days enjoying the fruits of our labor. And we were out till 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever, doing just stupid Vegas stuff, roaming around, gambling.
We're just enjoying Vegas. We went to a couple Bible studies.
So, so everyone's meeting at the pool. Everyone's meeting at the pool.
Like at 11:30, 12.
So he shows up at the pool at like what, 1 o'clock?
11. What? 11:30. I was there on the dot, homie.
11:30, right?
3:99.
And then
boy,
Bron shows up and is just like, I just got out of the gym. And everyone's just like, the what?
Have a gym?
Yeah, he's like, I've never even seen a gym in Vegas.
I've never seen – hey, the spas in Vegas are unbelievable. Yeah. I went to the same
it's time to keep him focused.
Sorry.
Speaking of that, though, Bron mentioned that his gym is like your cup of coffee. So what's wrong with that?
What do you mean?
He literally said working out for him is in the morning
is like
or
a cup
for
of
his
coffee?
Body is like what coffee is to most people when they wake up in the morning.
Yeah, right. I don't drink coffee.
I drink coffee, and I'm pretty sure working out after being out till late in Vegas in my cup of coffee.
Especially it was like a week after we had just met.
Do you know what's my cup of coffee in Vegas?
What?
A Bloody Mary.
How about this? I didn't even make it. I never. I rarely make the pool parties.
We've talked about this. You're not a day drinker.
No, I'm not. Oh, so man. I didn't make it.
Vegas.
Because I just can't do back-to-back.
I'm 22.
We had a couple.
What?
Never mind.
No, put it out there.
Yeah, it's a bad joke.
Oh, I don't know your joke. I said I can't do back-to-backs. Yeah.
Come on, Channing.
It's on the
tip of your tongue.
Oh, no, Channing. Oh, it's like a not repeat joke? Yeah, sorry, that's not. It's not even too soon. I don't give a shit. It's just like...
it's not even too soon.
It's just not even. It's just such a lame joke.
Yeah. Okay. I'm throwing them out there. I just want to see.
Can we give your friend a shout out? And can you start the game right now for him? Because we recorded during the finals. We're not dropping him. For obvious reasons.
The old boy.
Boy.
Oh yeah. And a shout out.
Whoever it was.
Drink? No. Somebody online said that they do a game. A drinking game, or they should start a drinking game for every time Channing gives a shout out.
So it's
they
sip.
Listen shout out to the boy. Podcast.
Yeah. Sip every time.
Shout out to my dogs from Arizona.
Oh, God, stop.
Shout out to my boys from LA. Shout out to my Portland dogs.
Stop, please.
Boy. Hey, listen, somebody finna get lit.
Oh, jeez.
To my Portland knee grumps, to my New York knee grumps. Yo, I don't have anybody.
How about a shout out to the kind folks here at Dante's?
Oh, man. Phil wants. Dante's, listen, I'm going to tell you this right now.
So we have a team dinner. Dante's is one
Come
of our.
Come over here. Talk to my man Phil.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite spots as a team. Everything here is amazing in Tremont. So we have a team dinner. Again, we understand that the season didn't go the way we wanted. Some bullshit happens. I'll tell you this. I've been doing this for just finished my 16th season, and one time has the season ended the way I wanted to. LeBron's one of the greatest of all time. The season has ended the way he wanted it to three times.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, people consider one of the greats of all time, played 17 years.
Yeah.
Greatest of all time. Six times did he have it end the way he wanted
it to. Yeah, six out of 17.
Yeah, I just – you know, so you just look at it from that standpoint of like, yo, this is what we know. This, like, most times we know failure as athletes.
It still
athletes,
sucks.
And it sucks.
Oh, super sucks.
But the difference between professional athletes and other people is that ability to wake up and say, okay, well, we failed. Let's go again.
Yeah.
Anybody want to run it back? Let's run it back. And that's what's so impressive about LeBron. It's so impressive about so many great players and other players that have the longevity is that they actually wake up and just say, hey, we lost in the finals. What time are we getting in the gym tomorrow? Because it's just they just have to keep pushing and keep going.
Richard, do you notice anything different about Channing?
Oh, he cut his terrible goatee off. His
when did you notice that?
That was the minute he got in my car.
He looked
car.
At me like.
Did you say something?
No, why? I was going to say it. He knew. I looked at him just like, oh, just with disgust.
That's fine. Dog, I got to go baby butt face right now.
Baby
dog.
Butt face?
Yeah, smooth.
Did you and LeBron plan it?
No. We've been talking about going short dog for a long time.
Yeah, he's been talking about going shorty.
What is that? What do we say? The low-ski daddy?
On the low-ski daddy? No, that's what Kyrie says.
How long has he been contemplating this, Richard? Didn't he say you wanted to be like
Well, I'll be honest. I think us being around him has really empowered him to just go and just say fuck it. He looks at Richard, and they were showing pictures of Richard's a vampire. They were showing those pictures of Richard when he was like 15 years ago when he first got in the league.
Yeah.
And now, and other than maybe like some cheek fat,
I do look the same.
You do.
But it's partly because, one, I went bald early, so that kind of aged me. So maybe I looked a little bit older than 22 when I was 22. And then after that, I don't know. I don't like facial hair.
Somebody asked me on Snap, do you get your eyebrows done?
No, it's just the only thing that's on my face, so people focus on it.
Do you brush
them? They ask, do you get that little string joint?
No.
You
know,
the threading.
What? Threading. Oh, does that hurt? What?
Don't. Oh, my gosh. It's the worst pain.
Is it really?
That you can do to
is
yourself.
Is it the worst pain
it's
you
the
can
worst
do to
pain
yourself?
That you can actually, like, is force it, onto yourself. Yeah.
Is it
no
worse
way.
Than a bikini
because
wax?
It's recursive.
Is it worse than a bikini wax?
I would say that getting your eyebrows threaded versus getting your eyebrows waxed versus getting them plucked, it's the worst you can do.
Allie.
To your eyes.
Now we're asking, is that the worst thing you could do to yourself?
No.
It's the worst thing you could do to your face.
That's what I said, that you can force upon yourself.
What? Are we? Yeah.
Are we not force a bikini wax
face.
On yourself? Oh, to your face.
Yeah, to your face, yeah.
So Richard said laser.
Hurts. I haven't done a whole lot to my face.
Oh.
Laser sucks. No, laser sucks. Yeah. I had laser on my face just because I used to get really, really bad ingrown hairs. That's part of the reason why I don't, like, grow beard or anything, because, like, if it gets to, like, a certain point, it just starts to, like, irritate and itch.
Yeah.
But once I get past that point of, like, a week, then I could grow, like, an actual, like, full, like, grown beard. But it's just
– Okay, I'm being dramatic, but still it hurts.
Oh.
So don't – I don't
– Just take care of your eyebrows, ladies.
Just take your eyebrows.
Yeah. Get your brows done.
Get your brows done.
Nobody likes loose brows.
I don't want to – what?
Loose brows?
Anthony
loose
Davis does.
Oh,
that's not
yeah. So because I know that you guys are hip to social media, I'm not going to sit
good,
here
eh?
And act like you sat in front of the TV today and watched the championship parade.
Nope.
However, I know that you've seen some things that have gone around.
Oh,
do you guys want to dabble in it or not?
Oh, who cares? It's like...
Yeah. It's interesting.
Are you
surprised by the amount of attention?
No, God, no.
Because
do you even know what I'm about to say?
Nope. I just assume.
The amount of attention that you guys are getting when you should be celebrating a championship, rather. There's a lot of conversations about the team.
Well, it was never, honestly, it was never about a championship for them. It was about beating us.
Exactly. That's what I think.
For KD, it was about winning a championship. For KD. But for the rest of their guys, it was about beating us, and that's not it. And truth be told, last season, Bron and everybody, after losing to the Warriors the first time, they wanted to win a championship, but they really wanted to beat the Warriors. Like, I came in here and I just wanted to win a championship.
I don't remember the Warriors even being mentioned during our parade, for example.
Yeah, afterwards, but it wasn't the storyline wasn't there necessarily. The storyline was already written, right? And you look at, like, how things are interesting in the media. Okay, you have four All-Stars on your team, two MVPs. You won. You beat a team 4-1. Okay, that's nice. That's
quick.
Congratulations. It's quick. It's understandable.
No pun intended.
It's over, right? It's over. What's the other story? They are a super team. Let's keep it really what it is. If you look at the history of basketball, there has never been a team built like them. They are very good. We had opportunities to win games. We didn't. They took advantage of it. Guys made shots.
The way it goes.
We didn't. Right. It's the way it goes. It's how basketball is. It's why basketball is lovely. Last year, the story was written for itself. We were down 3-1. A happens. B happens. Boom. We win a championship. Right?
The story's about us.
Right. The story's about us in 3-1. The year before that, Kevin gets hurt. Kyrie gets hurt. All of a sudden, this emergence of this new team with three guys that are really good, and they play, and they beat a team with LeBron, and LeBron is the best player in the NBA. So it's like, this year, what's the storyline? How much do we hate each other? How much do we not like each other? In all actuality, Draymond is not a bad guy.
Right.
He talks some shit. Mm-hmm. We talk some shit. It's fine. The fans take that and make whatever, and the media makes it a whole bunch. Do you think if really we hated each other that he would mention anything to us?
Draymond has more of a history, too, with Ohio fans than I think people want to give him credit for, having played at Michigan State.
Yeah, but the thing is, Draymond likes us. He's a nice guy. I met the guy.
Right.
He's a nice dude. He's not like, you know, everyone wants to think he's a diehard Golden State guy.
He's an idiot.
Guy.
No, Draymond's an idiot.
That's a shitty podcast.
He is a great guy.
Let me
first say this.
I like listening.
Talk some shit.
As an entire group, like I said, I was there when I was on the team when they drafted Draymond. I was on the team when they drafted Clay. I was on the team when this thing kind of got started. Draymond's a good dude. Can he be annoying as fuck? Yes. He knows that. That's part of his charm. That's part of what he tries to do. That's part of trash talking.
It's his mojo.
Is to try and be annoying.
Dude.
So, look, that's it. Do we hate him? No. Do I, like, wish bad things on him? No.
Heck no.
Do I care about anything that he says? No.
Not probably not.
No. No.
And I'll say this. I like a good joke like anybody else. I could take a great joke.
What did Kevin say? Do you know anyone who doesn't like? Go on.
No, sorry. But you know, some people get sensitive about certain things, and I'm like, just make the jokes funnier. That's my only thing. Just make them a little bit funnier.
Well, it's
just again, make them a little bit funnier.
There's so much stuff that could be thrown around. Draymond had a very difficult summer last year, right? he had a very difficult summer.
Well, this is where
no, Jenny no, goes no. But I'm just saying, he did.
The weather in Cleveland today.
And he's the first one to admit that. But at the end of the day, one thing that I would say, even though we don't guard Draymond because we're face guarding KD and because we have to keep a man on Clay and
Steph. The other three all-stars.
The other part about it is, and why there's so much respect that I have, is like Draymond still has to do his job and he gets his job done. So congratulations to the Warriors. Congratulations to their team. Like, part of it is the ability now for us to show back up and answer that challenge that have presented. They beat the Cavs the first time. We beat them the second time. I wasn't there for the first one, so as far as I'm concerned, we're 1-1 versus them. You know,
true.
So we've all put ourselves in a position with the way people are returning and blah 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 to meet there again for the fourth time. Three has never been done in NBA history. Why not do it for the fourth? You know,
how long does it take to let what happened go?
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It'll always stay with you. Of course. As far as like, okay, what do I do? Like tomorrow I wake up and I start preparing. I go to the gym. I start lifting to keep my body in shape, keep my body ready.
When does the South, what's it called?
The South Bay workout.
When does that start?
Oh, well, I leave here. I get there on Friday morning and I'm catching a 7 a.m. flight catching a 7 a.m. flight.
So you can get there.
So I can get there 9. Early in the morning versus like missing out an entire day. So I'm going to be there early. And then typically the volleyball, the bike riding, the soul cycle, and the yoga, that starts probably Saturday morning. Hopefully I get a game going, a volleyball. We try and get either threes or fours together. But
I might hit the elliptical tomorrow.
No, the elliptical. We've already established.
elliptical?
No, I have an elliptical at my house.
That's disgusting. Why?
I thought that was dry humping.
Yeah.
Well,
we're going to have to give some people
context. How
about
you just do the arm bike?
I have
the arm bike.
Oh, how about this?
The arm bike.
Don't even talk to me right now.
How about this? Somebody was very upset yesterday.
Why?
So my wife and Allie were like, yo, Channy, put us to a workout. I said, okay, do you want to die or do you want to just be good? She's like, I'm ready to die.
No, put it in context first. When I say I want to die, you have to take into account that I'm 29.
Yeah.
And so I'm not like a Division I athlete anymore. I'm not in like the middle of my career where I can like handle this stuff. And not only that, but I told you right before I came over that I ate a double cheeseburger.
Well, I decided.
She died.
So I have an Airdyne bike.
Okay.
And so one of the pedals fell off. So you have to just use
it. God.
I know, but I don't have the wrench to put the pedal back on. So I just use the arms and the elliptical, and I'm not really
Which works well because your wife just had ACL surgery, so it helps her because she can't use her leg as
exactly.
well.
Exactly, right. And I'm not here long enough, and I could get it fixed next time.
Just please get it fixed.
Okay, I will get it fixed. Anyways. So I was like, okay, let's go. So I'm like, all right, 10 calories, just arms, as fast as you can. So the first one, Allie, thinks it sounds like cake, right? Yeah.
I didn't say it sounded
Do you
like
know
cake.
That face that Dante Jones made when he was on a Versa Climber? And he was contemplating.
Well, he wasn't there. Life?
No, he was contemplating life. Like, what kind and, of decisions and all of it, have I made
and all of his existence.
To feel this pain? So we did 5 rounds of, well, it wasn't 15 calories. It was 10.
It was 10 calories, 5 rounds. But then you also added in a leg movement, like a squat, a lunge, bear crawls.
Yeah, bear crawls.
And then you added in an ab. But at no point did you factor in that my body needs a break. So, like, just give me 60 seconds.
I did.
And you wanted to throw a fit
actually,
about it. You're like, if I give you 60 seconds and you have to go 15 calories.
This sounds like a Tom Thibodeau practice.
It was awful.
It sounds like a Tom Thibodeau.
I'll tell you this. I'm not knocking Tom. Wait a second. I'm just saying, I'm not knocking Tom Thibodeau. I'm just referencing Kyle Korver. I'm just referencing what they're saying. Go ahead.
Oh, man. So, to her credit, rounds 1, 2, and 3 – she was a baby.
Because I didn't know how to get the bike going. I felt like I was running in quicksand because I never got on top of it.
So, okay, if you're ever on an Airdyne bike, guys, word to advice. Don't start off slow and think you're just going to pick up. You have to destroy the bike first and then figure out a pace after that that you're not going to die. So Allie finally figured it out, sets 4 and 5. And then for the next 20 minutes, she sat on the floor with her legs up on my wall because she thought she was going to yak.
Arm bike?
Yeah. Oh, and then I woke up this morning, and it's like my back muscles had no clue what just hit them.
Oh, it's the worst.
And my back should not be in it.
Your back should be all in it. It's just arms, girl. Of course. Dude, get the delts and the traps and the lats. Get them right.
Channing goes, Channing,
and the obloits.
This is how this is how Channing coaches. And I was like, I can't do these. I cannot do this arm bike anymore. I was discouraged. It was making me mad. It took me 45 seconds to do 10 calories when it should have only taken me 20.
She was cruising. I was like, are you kidding? And I was like, how hard is this? And I'm like this, Rich, look. Done. I was like, okay.
Allie, come on.
Come on. Allie. 30 or less, you know? And Lauren, with their ACL with one leg off, was like,
Are you weak?
No, I struggled.
Lauren crushed it.
So Channing goes, all right, if you don't want to do the bike, then you got 100 burpees.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Who does that?
I do that. That's why Lauren, Lauren goes, that's why Channing doesn't. I don't let Channing work me out because I hate his guts.
And then he goes, okay, I'm going to give you 2 minutes before this last set, but you got to give me bear crawls.
Yeah, go all the way down and back. That's 10 bear crawls.
Front, mean as backwards, shit. And then
what?
Sideways.
Get it tight. Summertime body, dog, side abs, homie.
And then he just lets me lay on the ground.
Y'all come to my boot camp. Don't do nothing else. Come. Hey, F with your boy. You're going to get right.
He lets me lay on the ground. I can't even think straight. I don't even know my name, and he shouts from way up high. Allie, if you ever want to get your whatever on, you know my number.
Your what?
Basically, if you want to die.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, the other way sounded weird.
You made it weird.
Always.
Hold on, wait, Allie.
Guys, have I told you how much I love Dante's?
Yes.
How much
I come
love-
here way too much. I think Ginkgo
you
and
just
Dante's.
Came last night.
Hey, I did. We were here last night.
Can we talk about something? Because I know we're going to be dark here for a few weeks. Rise Nation is coming to Cleveland.
Oh.
I am sick. Sick. It is not long distance. VersaClimber ain't my steez, dog.
Okay. So
I'm a sprinter. I'm an athlete.
Most of you guys have know, if you guys listen to us, we talk about
– Hang on. You're a sprinter?
Yeah, I will sprint.
And a VersaClimber. On the VersaClimber.
Have you ever seen a giraffe run? It's a sprinter. That's how I run. I'm a slow starter, but between, like, let's say I got to run 100, first to 20, that ain't me. 21 to 50 to 60, that's me. 60 to 100. But now we cruising.
That's trash.
Now we just floating.
Back to you, Richard.
Like an albatross.
Like an albatross? shut up. So Rise Nation is coming, man, and I think that's going to be awesome. I think Cleveland people are really going to – you guys are going to love it. So Rise Nation is – so everyone knows that we do the VersaClimber, which is like – the most intense workout. Bron swears by it. We all swear by it. This is what we do in between sweeping teams. So
like
in between sweeps and in between rounds, we do this to keep our cardiovascular, keep our energy up.
Keep
and that's part of the reason why we play so well is because we're in such good shape starting the next round. So Rise Nation is a VersaClimber class that started in L.A., and now it's coming out here to Cleveland because there's some connection between L.A. and Cleveland, I think, before New York. So, Cleveland, you guys are actually one of the first people to get
– Cleveland!
You have no idea what's about to hit you.
Yeah, it is really, really
get
dope.
A bucket next to your VersaClimber so you can barf.
Yeah. You do not eat a double cheeseburger.
Yeah. Don't eat – listen, this is what I'm going to say. Pray to whoever you want to pray to. Yeah. appreciate things. Look at your kids.
I think it's in downtown.
Look at your friends.
It's in downtown LA,
and
right?
Know you are going to be vulnerable.
Let me ask you a question, though. Yes. You mentioned it before that it's not the only thing you can do. So what would you recommend would be like the –
Well, for
do you like rowing?
How many times you can do that?
No,
because it cannot be the only thing you do.
No,
can't. But I'm just saying that if you wanted to go and be, you know, if you wanted to run or if you wanted to do X, Y, and Z, and then you do this class twice a week, if not more. Oh, you're
no. There's
cooking.
No way you're doing it more than twice a week. Come on, man.
No, but it's a shorter. It's unrealistic. It's like a 40-minute class.
No, it's not. There was a girl in LA when I went and took the class the first time when we were out there. She did the class before me, the class during me, and the class after me.
Do you know what? It's 2017. I'm 100% sure she was on cocaine.
Oh yeah. Wow.
First of all,
are you kidding?
First of all,
synthetic.
Let's
what?
Not,
yeah.
Let's,
oh yeah. Yeah. She was not, on that pre-workout.
Let's
yeah.
not detract. Yeah. Detract. She the was clientele. On that pre. From our guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it
when
it
you
is
get in there, you lose your mind.
An hour and a half?
Yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot, but still it's doable. I'm just saying it is a great workout because the music and the vibe takes you to a place where you can get it done.
No, I'm excited about it. We're
Where's your
there.
Twice a week, you would say it's perfect for somebody.
Perfect. Wait, no, this is the thing about
Monday,
no,
Monday and Friday.
Yeah, this is the thing about the VersaClimber is that you don't have to be a professional athlete. You mm-hmm. could be a person that's trying to get in shape. You can be a person that's trying to kind of either tone or do this or that. It's one of those things that you don't have. Like, we like it because we can push ourselves to a point where it can exhaust us, but at the same point in time, somebody right next to you can be using it to get in shape. That's what makes it cool. That's what makes it fun. That's why I like the experience. And I think
are the classes like the spinning classes that you gotta follow?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a spin class.
Like, you know, you do like sprints and then you go.
But it's good music.
But you know what that means?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I would love to throw
go
that,
at
yeah.
your own pace.
Yeah, and we all went last summer. Channing wasn't here, but the Rise Nation in LA, like me, Bron, mm-hmm. Tristan. We all went, and it's just, you know, we get together, do a little, you know, fat-burning workout.
Fat-burning.
It was great.
I don't need that.
Bron was like, hey, I'm going to be at Rise Nation and doing the 8:15 class on Tuesday. I'm like, oh, 8:15? I'm going to have to leave my house at 6:15. I swear to God, that's what time I had to leave. And it was so funny.
On a weekend.
No, it was a weekday. No, because I live in Los Angeles. So to get from Hermosa Beach, where I live, to West
you
Hollywood.
You live in Manhattan Beach.
I live
do you tell people
My
this?
Address is Hermosa Beach. Okay.
You live
next,
on a border.
Next
you live on a border.
Okay, I live on the border. But what does my beach. Address say?
You Hermosa. Could be. You could be in the border of Mexico. You're still not
He's
in the
not,
U.S.
You're not in the U.S. Thank you.
True.
Tell that
Listen,
to my
I'm going
to
sip some water for that. Look.
Yeah. So it's But the funny thing is when I go, right? And for me, I'd never wake up this early in any situation. And so I'm sitting here like, oh, okay. I set an alarm, no big deal. Put my workout clothes in there, keep it going. And so I'm in the car, and I'm bumping music.
Ooh,
I'm
bumping.
Bouncing around. And I'm looking around, and it's like 7:15, and there are so many people next to me in cars that are just miserable. Like, why is this guy in such a good mood? And it was just like, dude, I'm wired. I never wake up this early. But I see a lot of people that do.
Yeah.
Man, that makes me very appreciative of my job. So all of you guys out there that are driving at 7:15, 8:15, 9 o'clock to work, hey, I know how lucky I am to do my job.
I got to literally go 10 minutes to one of our family friends, cycling class in Portland. Jesse Dooley, what's up, girl?
Your class is things legit. Worse.
No, it's awesome. Her class is legit.
Can we talk about something randomly?
Sure.
Oh, yes.
Channing's not going to care. All of our users, all of our listeners from different countries, like Australia. I know this is the last podcast for a long time. So we're going to, you know, give
Wait,
a shout out.
For we where? Have,
so New Zealand, Australia,
Germany. Philippines.
The Philippines.
China.
All of you guys.
China.
All of you guys, yeah. Make sure you guys follow us on Road Tripping Podcast, Twitter and Road Tripping Pod. So give us a shout out from your country.
Guys, tell me the new anime that's coming out.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
Send
Snapchat,
us something
Mr.
cool.
Mr. CTF.
That would be really, really dope.
One Piece is weak right now.
Yeah.
Can we – you guys do anything fun this summer?
If some of these people from the other countries let us know where to go.
I'm going to Italy this summer.
You are? Congratulations.
Yeah. So if anyone can tell me what to do fun in Italy.
Eat, drink.
Eat a lot of pizza. Don't be afraid of the carbs because they don't have nearly as much like weird Look at this clown.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
but look at your poor,
that's
by the way.
Channing poor of the season.
Oh, my God. where in Italy are you going?
I don't know. I'm going for 2 weeks. I have no
She's
idea.
She's going with Mr. Clifton.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
It's
Mr. Hold on. She gets so mad when I say that. Sorry, big guy.
Because I'm not going with my dad.
No, no. You're going with Mr. Clifton, obviously.
Right. You just ruined it, Channing.
How did I you ruined it.
So you guys are about to have a team dinner.
Yeah.
Are you going to shed a tear?
What?
No, there's no tears.
What's there tears about?
You're going to miss your crew.
No. Yeah. Dude, for what? A month? Lord have mercy. I'm tired of these fools making fun of me.
Oh, it's so hard being Channing.
I will say this, Channing.
You're going to miss me.
No.
She's like, no.
Yes, of course.
Nope. Yes, you know what?
No, I am going to miss you. But for as much as you feel like you get made fun of, you do a lot of that as well.
A joke.
Yeah, you joke. You're right. You're a jokester.
All the time.
What does that mean?
Nothing is ever – I don't take things seriously. You guys, you're a bully, Richard. I'm just kidding. You know what? Your bullying has come to an all-time low.
No one's bullying anybody.
Your bullying has come to an all-time low.
Look at it.
Please enter with your cool hat.
Look at him.
With the expensive hat and the John Elliott. What he got? Ooh, with the bronze dog. Hey, what size those come up to?
Oh, those are still there.
That was it.
There we go.
Get right in there. Wayne Dougie. What's goody?
For those wondering who has just joined the party.
Bro. We've already covered those, so you're good.
Oh, yeah, we've already covered
you've
it.
You're recovered.
Ooh, Delowski Daddy. First of all, everybody in my house was like, that looks good, dog. It makes you look 10 pounds lighter.
Dog.
So what you now, 270?
I'm like 295 right now. I ate everything.
Well, first of all.
LeBron.
Sweaty.
How are you?
Sweaty. Why would I be sweaty? I told you I'm too cool for sweaty, man.
Wait, do you want some of this creator?
What are you having, Al?
White wine.
White. It's really good.
Which, is that good?
Can you tell Phil?
I just need a glass.
Al.
Just a glass?
Ting ting, Allie.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Yeah, let me get a glass. I'm going to pour my own poison.
Williams, what you want, Doug?
Let me see what we like working on.
White, and then yeah, I already took all the red. My bad.
Phil, the man of the hour, has entered the room to take care of everyone.
Channing asked me, do I want any red, by the way? There's nothing left in a decanter, by the way.
He's got half a gallon. Wait, you should have seen him turn it upside down. The whole thing was wet. Well, the whole thing.
That's what she said.
Oh!
Too soon?
Why is that term
too
trending?
Soon?
Why is that term trending? That's what she said.
I don't know.
I was told that LeBron is making that term relevant again.
Why not?
I think it's very appropriate.
You found such a great way to do it.
I was just chilling.
Just chilling. Minding my own business.
That's what I've been doing. I'm always minding my own business. I'm always
this is our thing.
Business.
We said, he's such a great guy. He's such a great guy.
Who, me?
No.
He said, not you.
No, you're a great guy. But I'm saying another guy is such a great guy.
Oh.
And it's like, it's this gentleman banter back and forth.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's all good.
It's absolutely all good.
This is the greatest day you can have, arguably, in your life, and you're talking to us. That's cool, though.
Bron's going to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, don't put that. Okay, edit that.
The one thing I will say is that he's ugly.
Edit that, please.
Channing, I just want you to know that I am off the clock the second I leave this room, so there is no editing going on.
When?
Oh. We're just dropping this pod in the morning.
Listen.
You guys should have saw Channing's face when she said that, by the way.
But this is my thing.
Tell
Let
us your
me
thing.
At least score. If I would have scored 8 to 12 points total, I've been talking the most shit. What? Don't let me. I would have Wikipedia'd this life, dog. I would have had the internet killing him all over the place. I was like, I wish it would have put me in. Woo, T. Lou. Bullying for this reason alone. I'm ready, dog. Listen, but I can't say shit. I can't say nothing. This fucking sucks. How's y'all summers, man?
The summer has just started, right? Has it even started?
No, it hasn't started.
It hasn't started until I touch ground in California.
Right. Yeah.
No, it started, man.
We're having our last little team dinner before everybody decided to go elsewhere.
Where are you going?
What do you mean?
What does LeBron's summer look like?
I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place.
Are you going to China this year?
Yeah, I'm going to go to – I got to go to China. So in July, I'm in the States mostly. I'm all over. I'm going to be in some cities for some AAU tournaments for my son. So, you know, some lucky fans may see me in a random-ass middle school.
Hey, Bron loves pictures and autographs.
Do you show up to Spies?
What is that?
The Spies Center?
Spies
we talked about
Center.
This. The Spies Center. In Indy?
Spice
Center? Oh, in Indy. No, I don't –
Is really? There a big tournament
I think
there?
Your son won a tournament there.
Yeah, they did, but I didn't show up to that last year. Yeah, yeah, but I will be in should I even tell?
No, don't do that.
Yeah. I'll be in a few cities.
There's
I will be. I'll be on the East Coast, West Coast, South.
There's 25 people
South.
That listen to this, and they would all post it.
Yeah,
we'll give way more than 25. Yeah. But, yeah.
At least 45.
Yeah, and then I'm overseas, man, in August, so I'm all over.
Where are you going in China?
I don't know. We don't know the cities yet. Usually I hit Beijing, Shanghai, but okay. We usually hit some of the third cities.
Any of those places
as well.
Got bootleg watches?
For sure.
I'm
got
dead
you.
Ass.
I got
I've been
you.
Asking everybody for a bootleg watch. Nobody going to know. Well, now
Channing,
know
just, rip me, just rip some pages out. And rip some pages out or whatever. Rob Report. Watches Digest. I don't even know if that's even a real magazine. You rip some pages out, and I'll bring them back home to you.
No, I'm telling you this right now. Anything that starts with an H or a P or even an I,
I got you.
I'm cool with.
So IWC, you know, Paddock.
Yeah.
And then you said
Panerai.
Oh, Panerai.
He was talking about Panerai, not Paddock.
Oh,
Paddock too. Paddock pools. Ooh, we gonna get a fake pool.
Go ahead. I have news for Channing.
Yeah.
You know, I told you I was looking for a mattress.
News yeah.
Because
Channing?
My back was killing me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I bought one that was really good, a Casper mattress. So
I've
I
heard.
Called them to tell them that it was really good. So they gave me, I told them that you wanted, how many you wanted?
Two
mattresses for your home?
Ooh,
they're
going
to send it to you.
Free 99.
For all our listeners as well, yep. If they go to Casper.com and use the promo code ROAD, they get $50 off.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Of any mattress. So
get you a mattress.
Why does Channing always get all this stuff?
Because I ask. Closed mouths don't get fed,
yes.
Girl.
That's the
you got to ask.
Channing is only here for the free stuff.
Yo, is there going to be a Black Panther 2 by your expertise?
By my expertise.
He needs to do really well. He needs to make some money.
Okay, listen. I'm going to tell you this right now. 1,000% there should be a Black Panther 2. But based on the comic books, I'm going to put the mic by my mouth. It'll be the Illuminati. So if you ever listen to or if you read comic books, the Illuminati with Doctor Strange, Iron Man, Beast.
Okay, we get it.
Anyways, that will be the next movie after the Infinity Stone because I don't know where they're going to go with Tony Stark.
All right.
You know, that has to end at some time. I don't know where they're going to go with Steve Rogers, Captain America. That has to end at some time. Spider-Man is kind of where they're going. The Hulk has to end at some time. I'm not trying to give spoilers, but I'm giving spoilers.
I just need to make sure Thor for myself because I'm trying to integrate
Listen,
myself
told
into
this. He need to go with Netflix. That's where the money's at.
But the Black
Listen.
Panther situation, you know, being an African-American superhero thing.
But Luke Cage, there's levels. Cool. Listen, you don't want to be the high level. You want to be on a street level. You want to be with the people with your ear to the ground, dog.
Why can't I go right to the high level?
No,
I
mean,
why you want to start me in the dirt?
No, you're not in the dirt. You in the Bronx. Listen.
Ain't no wrong with that. No.
There's nothing wrong with that. Listen. Something happens with War Machine. Something happens with a bunch
but we
of
get
people.
It. We
anyway,
get it.
We get it.
We get it.
Don't Marvel. Don't go
but I'm plugging myself.
Just let me walk behind somebody doing something. Just let me walk or sit at a coffee shop or a tea shop or a shawarma shop. Avengers number one. Just let me
don't,
do that. Marvel, holla at your boy.
Avengers
number one. Yeah. Great movies.
Dope. You, Channing said you had the Lowski daddy.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, man.
You went baldy.
I say it's bald. Because
that's
you
well,
feel,
I mean, I'm,
it feels good, doesn't it?
I mean, it doesn't change. I don't know. Shit.
No, I'm saying because
I've,
it feels good
feeling,
because
I've been
we,
feeling good.
We like empower this. We're
but
like,
listen, but this is not a drastic thing. I've been telling you guys for
no,
how long?
You have. No, you have.
Months. I've been telling you guys
months.
For months.
And
when
I tell you, I told you it's
yeah,
liberating.
Yeah, he was like, whatever. Yeah.
I told you it's liberating.
Yeah, I've been telling you guys for months.
Too? I've had a baldy for 16, 17
oh my
years,
God.
Dog. This shit's yeah. beautiful.
No, I've been telling you guys. So it wasn't like I just woke up and was like, it's time. No, it was just like I'm.
You mean the Dubs didn't make you do it? Is what you're saying?
No, of course not.
I don't understand. I don't.
That was the case. I would have grew an afro.
You know what pisses me off?
All right.
what pisses me off is people think when the season's over, we get to relax. I've been on such freaking daddy duty for the last 48 hours. Man. It's been whooping my ass.
You know, the crazy thing is, too, because my youngest son's birthday is always around the finals.
Yeah.
So
this is the first time you got a chance to really.
Yeah. So I've been like getting his birthday was yesterday. Yeah. So we had like cake and ice cream at the house. All like he got.
What kind of cake?
I didn't have any. I didn't have
24
any, so I don't
carat
know.
Cake, wasn't it?
I don't know. I think it was, no, I think it was platinum. I think it was platinum.
That boy had a platinum cake. Hey, listen, man. Look, I was in the final. Listen, I couldn't get you the gold cake. Here's a platinum cake.
Yeah, but RJ, you're right, man, because, I mean, he got some of his AAU guys in town, his AAU friends. LeBron Jr. got some of his. So it's like.
Yeah.
So many kids at my house right now. And the party's not till Saturday.
And the wifey's looking at you like
this.
It's like, oh, you home now.
Yeah, the party's not till Saturday. It's only Thursday. They've been here since Wednesday.
Wait, are they staying at a hotel?
No, they're staying at my house.
Ooh,
so all I hear, is a damn basketball, dribbling the basketball upstairs like,
you know what?
The roof is going to come down
at some
point. Your
cable bill about to get toe up because I remember, all right, your AAU team, there was always one guy that was getting them videos.
I'll tell you one thing. As long as my son don't, as long as they don't figure out the code to get inside here, then they're good. They get to a certain channel that they say, what's the code?
What's the code?
They're like, 3.
Yeah, that's 0-0-0. But see, your daddy duty is different. I have a 2-year-old and a 4-month-old.
Oh, yeah.
So
man.
That daddy duty is different. One of them wants to wake up the other one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to rock the one to sleep. Nah, he's grabbing his little car machine and throwing it. Like, daddy, watch.
It is different. You for
and
sure.
And you're just like, okay, listen, dude.
Like, one of them, you can't, sorry to cut you off. Your eyes, you can't take your eyes off of them
no,
at that age. You can't.
No. So man. it's like, we got home, and it's like, you know, all the other times, like, hey, I got to rest. I got to go downstairs. I got to normalize my legs. Hey, I got to make sure I get my sleep.
Nope.
That's a wrap.
Nope, that's a
that's
wrap.
The only thing you can say is, I'm just really tired.
I'm still jet-lagged. Yeah. I'm still tired. 9 months, I'm still tired.
I'm still tired, man. So that's it, man. It's funny. It's like as soon as the season stops, as soon as the basketball player stops, then the daddy starts.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, no. Sure, I understand. There's no, you know, you don't need
it's a whole nother switch being like, okay, what do I need to do to be ready for tomorrow? My body does not matter because now you guys want to play soccer, basketball, cards. My son was doing hustling tricks on me for 35 minutes. He had the cups with a little dice and like, yo, find the dice. 30 minutes. I had to sit there with my little baby as he did
straight
this
up.
And I had to act like I didn't know where the dice was. Okay, every time I found it, hey, it's the middle one. He would lose his shit. And I'm like, hey, Hendrix, look, okay, I cheated, dog.
So my little guy is cool because, like, he knows exactly which ones on iTunes he wants to watch. I'm like, you want to watch Elmo? You want to watch Sesame Street? No. I'm like, well, okay, do you want to watch Mickey? And he's like, yes, I want to watch Mickey Mouse. And I'm like, cool. So I go to Mickey, and there on iTunes, there's two different Mickey Mouses, right? There's one that's like Clubhouse, and there's something like Racers.
Oh, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse,
now, but this is the messed up thing. This is the messed up thing. The Racers has like 200 episodes. It has like 50 episodes. The Clubhouse has 4 episodes.
And he wants to go to the Clubhouse.
And he wants to go to the Clubhouse and watch the same ones over and over again.
I know what you're talking about.
And I'm like, dude, like, what are you doing, dog? I was like, do you want to watch this? Do you want to watch this?
They know what they want.
He will watch, well, when he wasn't watching basketball, he'll still, like, on his iPad, he wants to watch our championship, like, Cav thing. Like, he watched that, listening to Rashad. Or he watches the Clubhouse. And you're sitting here like, dude, like, come on. We got to have something. He will watch some show called Super Y. I don't know what this means. Yeah, but
my kids are on Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo?
Legit.
Oh.
Scooby-Doo hours. I'm like, yo, y'all got to go outside. It's hot.
Well, I mean, that is a good thing for me right now, having a –
go outside.
12-year-old and a 10-year-old. I just tell the ass to go outside.
What about Zuri?
She follows them, and I make them watch her.
Yeah.
Hey, take your ass outside. It's
watch
nice outside.
Watch your sister.
And watch your sister.
Yeah, man, go play with our giraffe and, like, our golden golf cart.
Yo.
Go play with our golden Nike golf cart.
Yeah, the 24-carat cake will be ready in a little bit.
Hey, go downstairs and go play a whole round of bowling.
Yeah, bowling.
Yeah.
Just crack you up, Chad.
Oh, this is hilarious. Honestly, We can all afford it, but it's funny that you have it.
wait, Brock.
You can have people out here thinking I really got a giraffe. Stop it.
Speaking of giraffes, Channing described himself as a giraffe when it comes to sprinting.
Ooh, yeah, but like quick.
No, I actually thought you was talking about the appearance that he has right now.
Oh, we got
to talk about
it. He didn't see. Listen, look.
Shitty
I thought you were saying, I thought you were saying, Allie, he looks like a giraffe right now.
What I'm saying is, look, what happens is hot, the humidity.
No.
Listen, guys, I had to put boxes. No. Okay, guys.
So you're telling me the mustache and the goatee creates that much heat on your face?
Too much. Hey, it's like I got
Channing
sweet
sweat. Channing has a penis face right now, everybody.
Listen. Some people have hairy penises.
Whoa. How many people do you know?
How many penises?
Give us names.
How many penises are you looking at?
I just don't want to feel like the people with hairy penises are getting excluded.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Channing, I am not editing that.
Oh, don't edit it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
We cannot exclude everybody. Okay,
no. I'm not a part of this, guys.
This isn't,
ladies and gentlemen.
No.
I was explaining Channing's face, and that's it.
I said baby butt face, but that's me.
Okay, that's weird.
Why is that weird? I have a baby.
You have three of them.
No, I have
anyway,
a grown man,
Bro, I
a woman who runs a house, and a baby.
I want to ask you something.
Talk to me.
So the good thing about you is that you stay off internet, or you stay off like the web, you stay off all social media during the playoffs.
Yep.
But then you get on playoffs. And unfortunately, last year you turn on everything and you're like, oh, this is a great place to be right now. This year, whatever, there's some bullshit.
Right.
Like, how much is it when you get back on and now you have to listen to either all the negative or the positive?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you pay attention to any of that shit?
Nah, my filter game right now, RJ, is so crazy that I don't even know. I don't even see the negative stuff. Mm-hmm. I really don't even see the positive stuff either because it doesn't even intrigue me anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's less negative but more of like people trying to rank or put in a space or like
how about
a legacy.
That gets, okay.
Yeah, yeah. People are going to do that anyways. And it's nothing you
Bronk,
can do about
can I
it.
Say
so.
This? I've never been around a player of your caliber. That's just going to keep it 100, right? I'm never being around a player of your caliber. I play with great players. Great players.
Steve Nash.
Thank you.
one great player.
That's one. You know, a lot of them, listen, injuries happen.
I've been around great players.
One. You've been around?
A lot.
Four.
Dirk. J-Kid.
Forgot about
Timmy
Dirk.
D.
Timmy D. Manu. Tony. Steph. Clay.
Yeah, I mean, he's been,
like, which would
oh,
Dirk.
I forgot you played for that.
Yeah.
Damn. You said Dirk twice. Fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, Dirk was so good at that time. He was like two people.
Dirk? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny story about Dirk.
Dirk is phenomenal.
I did rookie year. And I'll come
why
back
are we
to
telling
you.
This story?
Just because it's really funny.
It's like five. Channing has like five stories going at once. It's like T-Bowls.
We're going to get back to your story. I'm not going to get any deep.
I'm not sure.
So in my first game ever, we played Boston. I'm in New York. Coach goes, Channing, be ready, right? Coach Larry Brown, DMP, homie. That hurt my heart.
hurt my heart.
So next game, I'm like, you know what?
Hurt my heart.
Right? So because everyone was hype, because I was playing a lot during preseason, boom, nothing. Then we play Dallas the next game.
Uh-huh.
Coach goes, Channing, you're going to start. I said, oh, I'm so excited. The next thing you know, 2005, Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh, he's a problem.
He's a problem. Versus a rookie who had never played a game.
He
was calling for the ball. I'll never forget. He goes, I got a mouse. Give me the burger. Give me the burger. So, and I promise you, he put the coolest 32 points on me so quick. Listen.
So people that don't know, Dirk likes to call people anybody that he thinks is trash, which is like 99.9% of the people on the planet because he's Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
He calls them burgers. Yeah. Look at this burger. give me
mind
here.
You, I'm a rookie. I've never played in the NBA.
Man, you guys are going to have this burgers garden me?
Dirk is the shit.
Yeah,
he's one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, I love him.
Both on and off the floor. He's just
– of all time.
He seems so damn cool.
He is.
No, I never got an opportunity to be around him, but he just seemed like one of the greatest fucking guys.
So I played with him for a year, and when I tell you who you imagine him to be – he's that guy. He's competitive as shit.
Right.
Limited as shit with his athletic. Finds it funny.
Man,
loves 90s old school hip hop. Like that.
I love
it. Dirk is just
he seems so amazing, man.
Nah, he's such a character. Amazing.
At what point did you know that about him? Or did you start thinking that about him?
Probably all-star games.
How great he is, or both on and off the floor?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, for me, just being a historian of the game, you see, you know, if you're able to have guys in our league that's able to have a staple shot or a staple move and things like that.
Yeah, that people take from
you. That people take from you, and then they say, yeah, I got that from that person. Like, obviously, the one-legged fadeaway is like one of the most unguardable shots that this league has ever seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you see the grace that he does with and the time that he puts in and the work that he puts in. I mean, so many people counted him out. Obviously, he got traded on draft day.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't realize that. And then when he went to Dallas, you know, things didn't go well for him to start off being an American, things of that nature. And just to see the player that he became, man, much respect. He's always been one of my favorites. Took one of my rings away from me.
No, I will say this. The two of you are the fastest I've seen into a gym postseason loss. So when I was with there that one year, he was literally in the gym 36 hours later because I had hurt my back. So I had to go in there. Normally guys kind of get out, but I had to stay around for about a week because my back was messed up my last year, the one year I played in Dallas before I came here.
Did you engage your core?
Yeah, I did not engage my core, but he was in the gym. He was in the gym 48 hours afterwards. Not like lifting and shooting, but just like lifting. Mm-hmm. I'm not lifting and shooting, but not like doing anything like crazy. He was there just kind of getting back after it already.
So back to what I'm saying. People comparing you to some of the greats, right? What I've told every interview person who just happened to like stumble upon me being in a Norma Tech before a game, knowing damn well I'm not going to play, and nobody else wanted to give them any attention. But I think people need to understand that they just need to enjoy the fact that you are who you are, as they enjoyed Michael, as they enjoyed Magic. To compare is unrealistic. Right? You like Michael because you were young and didn't know any better. The game evolves. The game changes. Right? Enjoy the fact that somebody is breaking these records that have been set in 94, 95, 96, 97, whenever they were set. Enjoy that. But enjoy this and don't hate. Just don't hate because you love the fact that there is really good teams in Cleveland, there's really good teams like what Russell Westbrook is doing. You love what Golden State is doing. You love what, you know, Kawhi Leonard is doing, what the Spurs are doing. You love what Boston, Isaiah Thomas are doing. But just enjoy it. Stop hating.
Yeah, I get exactly what you're saying. I think, you know, I've always like referenced like anytime you talk about like other sports.
Right.
And I've always looked at like football. You know, football, it's only one position that they really, really, truly matters.
Quarterback.
And that's a quarterback. When it comes to, like, they talk about
the long snapper.
Like, the all-time greats. Like, you have all-time great running backs. You have all-time great cornerbacks, defensive ends, guys like that. But we know that the head honcho and the pinnacle of the sport is the quarterback. So, you got guys like Joe Montana that obviously RJ knows so much about, being a West Coast guy. You got guys like, you know, Dan Marino. You got guys like John
Carson
Elway.
Palmer.
You got the Brett Favre.
Cardinals.
John Elway was my guy.
Right,
John Elway.
Right. You
was
got
like,
the Brett Favre.
I was a Broncos fan purely off of John Elway.
Right. You got the Aaron Rodgers. You got the Brady. You got the Manning. Okay.
Aaron Rodgers.
And it's not
shit, by the way.
At no point throughout their careers are they. At no point throughout their careers are they compared. They just saying that that's one hell of a quarterback. That's a great fucking quarterback. And I don't know if it's because of the position or because of the sport or how they talk about it, but in our league, you know, when we are always so quick to kind of compare people instead of just appreciating what they see. And I know for me personally, being in the conversation so much about being a part of the all-time greats, it's always humbling to me, and I really don't get caught up in the comparison things of that nature. That's why it never really bothers me, but – you know, I just hope that the fans and the real basketball people, I don't really care.
I know.
I don't. You know me,
the
RJ.
The people that have an opinion.
Right, the people that really don't know.
So I don't know you? So I don't know
Yeah,
you.
You're great, Channing. The people that really don't know basketball, the essentials of basketball.
You show me your diary.
It really
it
doesn't
weird.
Matter. But the people that really care about the sport, hopefully they just appreciate what Magic, what Bird, what Isaiah, what Jordan – you know, what Iverson and Dirk, myself, and, you know, Kevin Durant, and all these guys are doing. And
You said that. You said that a couple of years ago. You were talking about part of the thing that pushes me is not only the people that I'm chasing, but it's also the people that I know that are right there next to me, behind me. And right. You talked about like Kevin Durant, like when you beat him in Miami, because you knew he was on the other side. Right. He was right there. He had one goal, and that was to try and be the best basketball player on the planet.
Yeah. Just appreciate it.
Yeah, just appreciate it. And it's tough because you guys, us as competitors, mm-hmm. we put ourselves in a position, I'm better than that guy.
Right.
I can beat that guy. That guy's not this, that. But at the same point in time, we're also just living it and playing it and trying to be in that moment.
Yeah, I just hope that people don't you know, when it's over for these certain athletes, not only in just our sport, that people really get a real sense of how great they were. And then, you know, we always know the saying that, when it's gone, that's when you realize the value of it.
Right.
And I hope people kind of just like,
just enjoy it
while it's happening. I mean, it's exciting. It's
sports. Good basketball.
Great basketball.
I have a question for you, because you were asked it. You disagreed with it, and then it was brought back up again. And I hate to bring it back up again, but I'm going to, just because he made a point that you started this whole super team thing.
No.
Can you define define what a super team is?
No.
Can I take it?
I'm
not doing it to pit. I'm just saying, you've been asked about it.
In 2003, the Lakers combined Karl Malone, Gary Payton, Shaq, and Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
In '96, when Jordan was retired, the Rockets joined Charles Barkley, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Clyde Drexler, all on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't look at it as I definitely didn't start the super team. Is that what he's trying to say? But I just feel like it's great that on the day that you're celebrating your championship, my likeness and my name is in your head.
Well, yeah,
I love that.
And it should. But that was the thing that, just as basketball people that I talked, like Rod Thorne, one of the guys that works for the NBA that drafted me, lots of people, we talked about this as the series went on. Talked to Gordon Hayward today.
Right.
You know, he's about to go into a mean free agency.
Mean
free agency.
Like that kid, too,
by the way. Yeah, great kid.
Shout out Gordon Hayward, man.
I'm going to try and get him on the podcast. We were going to get him on the podcast, but he came here on a back-to-back. I'm going to try and get him this summer. But one of the things, though, man, is like the super team – it's like one of the people forget, like when you went to Miami, right? You went to Miami. They had just lost in the first round, and you added Chris Bosh. I was a free agent that summer, so I was a little mad. I ended up re-signing with San Antonio. That worked out great for me.
You should have came to Miami.
No, you guys signed Mike Miller, but you guys needed a shooter. You didn't need another athlete. It worked out
great. Yeah, because I couldn't shoot the ball like I do now.
And I couldn't really shoot it either. So
you're welcome.
So I just remember when people were talking about super teams and this and that and putting people together, it would have been like if you had joined the Boston Celtics after you had lost to them, you know? And that's one of those things that, like, to put it in comparison, the Golden State Warriors have been the best team the last 3 years. They broke NBA records for the last 3 years, and they added probably the second best talent in the NBA.
He's incredible.
Like KD, like some of the stuff that
he's
I was
a freaking nature.
He's incredible.
I've guarded Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant in the NBA Finals. I've guarded you in the playoffs, Channy. I don't give a shit. I've guarded a lot of dudes, and some of the shots that KD was hitting was fucking impressive.
Yeah, he's incredible.
But that was the whole argument from like Bron. Let me guard him. You rest, because if he's going to hit these shots regardless,
he's going to hit them regardless. It's the same thing as Dirk. 7 foot and they fading and it's like.
Can you compare him to anyone else in the league?
Fuck Jenny. Kevin Durant.
Do you match up with
him? Yeah. Fuck no.
He's a problem. No, he's not.
Barbecue chicken.
He's a talent of his own. I mean, a guy that's damn near 7 foot that handles the ball the way he does, the athletic ability that he has,
length,
and the shooting, the ability to shoot the ball from anywhere. He's a rare talent that all they haven't seen.
Video of me scoring on Bron 3 times. I will follow them on Snapchat.
All right. Well, we're about to go to dinner.
Okay.
Allie had one more question.
What's your question?
I just wanted to put it to rest because I've watched you guys at practice a lot. Channing says that he scores on you in the post.
Channing has never scored on me in his career.
There's two people that can score on
you. Will you please? This is my favorite line of yours.
There's only three people in this world that can score on me in the post. Shaquille O'Neal in his prime. Who else was it?
Jesus.
Oh, it's two, and Jesus Christ.
What about Dalai Lama?
Nah.
He too skinny?
Nah. Jesus Christ. and Shaquille O'Neal in their prime.
Those are the only people that can score on you on the post.
That's it.
Shut your ass up. Well, Bron, Matt,
I tell you
wait.
Damn sure it ain't Channing Frye. Channing Frye.
Oh, I wasn't Allie, even in the post.
By the way, Allie, you've seen him
you were
at
on a
practice.
Rotation.
He, can't score. Well,
hey, listen, you were in a rotation. Barbecue chicken eyeballs.
Go ahead, RJ.
I just want to say this. Look, man, all season long, it's been a pleasure. I don't know what I'm about to do next season. It's been a pleasure last year, pleasure this year.
God.
Shut your bitch ass up.
No, all right?
Yeah, real talk. Like, I really truly believe that there, you know, there's a lot more to go. I want to say thank you for helping with road tripping. Like, we started this out of nowhere with no idea what the hell we were going to be doing. We don't know where this is going to go or what it can lead to, but we do know this. Like, we started something
new.
We
go get free stuff.
We started something that's cool. Channing gets free shit, yeah. And it's awesome. So thank you for that. For Rafa, Ali.
Oh, for
Rafa
sure,
Ali,
man.
Channing.
For sure. And whatever you do, RJ, man, you know you got a home here.
Let's go, man.
You got a home here in Cleveland.
Oh, Dante's? Cleveland.
Oh, shit.
At Dante's? At Dante Jones?
Shut up, Channing. Give me one more thing. What's your motivation this summer?
Me?
Give me one more thing from each of you.
I know Channing's.
I know Channing's.
Keep his abs that he built this year.
No, it had nothing to do with that. I'm being dead ass. Listen, I love our team. I understand. If we had won, I would be okay with, like, how everything went down. We did not win. Your boy need to get in that post. That's it. Swear to God. And I need to get a track coach. I need to get faster. You get – Bron can say it. Listen, the thing is, I was mobile at the beginning.
I said shit.
No, for me, listen, look, I'm 34. Sometimes I stand up. I'm a straight leg shooter. That's how I am. But at this point, people don't want to let me shoot. When I get in the game, I made one shot.
Hey,
they put guards on me.
Listen, man. Adam Schefter. We fucking appreciate this shit.
You know what, Richard?
hey, John Clayton, shut the fuck up.
Who's that? Ow, you're tickling me.
Richard, what do you got?
Yeah, does Richard got?
Well, he has to figure it out.
And listen, the only way I would fucking come back, is
he
if
has to figure it out.
If these motherfuckers figure this shit out. No, that's what I love, man. No, I love this shit. I honestly, at the end of the day, coming back alone was not only worth the experience, but also worth road tripping, man. This shit was cool, man, because we gave fans something that they had never fucking seen. Shut the fuck up.
That's the worst shit ever.
No, Channing, I love you. And all the people that think I'm mean to Channing, I apologize.
Are you going
to
pick up the bill?
Me and Channing just have, like, that unique, like, little brother and big brother relationship.
We've heard it a lot. Yeah. We've heard it a lot. Yeah. Bron, so what do you got?
Who, my motivation?
Yeah. Has it changed?
No, it's the same.
No.
My motivation doesn't stop.
You just want free stuff.
Strive for
greatness. Did you really do something in the gym today?
Yeah.
No way. What did you do? Because I said you just walked through and got in a cold tub.
Exactly.
Everything.
Let's go.
Full body, everything. And I'm working out again tomorrow.
Let's go.
Me too.
My motivation.
Me too.
That shit don't change, bro.
My motivation don't change.
Me too. At least 100 push-ups.
My motivation don't change.
And side abs.
I can't stop. I refuse to stop. So.
Try and get the dad body.
Can't stop, won't stop. Like Diddy.
He was at the game the other day.
Was he? That was weak.
All right, with that said. That is the season ending
edition. Yo, road tripping, man.
See y'all, man. Road tripping. We were the first to do it. And we did it big.
Yes, sir. Uninterrupted.
First to do it. Uninterrupted. Let's go.
Your season ending edition.
Can we get like a toast? Can we hear it in the background?
Toast Ron.
Cheers. Toast of this sparkling water.
Definitely not drinking sparkling water.
Now I am. Yeah, ring that bell. I'm getting ready to get in the gym tomorrow. Do some wrist climber.